Whether you like it or not, Restart will change the regime, and the government of Sufism is the future government of Iran. But the choice of how to go from Tehran to Mashhad is up to you, the Iranian nation. You can go on foot, and many massacres will happen. You can go by car, but others will not fit. You can go by plane, the speed is indeed faster, but the infiltrated oppositions of England will mix with us again. The only way to save you is the Restart high-speed train, which has only one locomotive driver. There will be room for everyone. Join the millions of Restart listeners before it's too late. And unfortunately, today we learned that Cinema Rex of Tehran, that is the Plasco building, has also collapsed. This is the same old ridiculous and dirty propaganda that unfortunately always happens. They do these things in governments anyway. The Islamic Republic made billions in profit from the collapse of this building. Many repetitions. Listen to the program on Saturday, because this Saturday we will tell you how to change the regime with Restart, and from your topic, which is the Shabkizan, we will tell you the solutions for this, and you will realize that everything is connected. Now, there are many other things, and now this house is ruined from its foundation. It's for you, it's for me. I mean, let's not think that it's just a government. When you look at Sufism and mysticism, internal politics, your home, the politics of governments, your religion, everything is seen in the thinking of Sa'di, Rumi, Hafez, Attar, Khayyam, and Ferdowsi. If you listen, it's an antivirus. For if it gets into your body, your subconscious will make you aware. Your subconscious will wake you up. You will understand the subject subconsciously. I mean, don't think that you are just listening to Restart. If you listen to Restart and understand it from Hosseini's perspective, because Restart is being broadcast for me and you, if he understands it from Hosseini's perspective, his politics will also change. His consciousness and thinking will change. And that's why you see that it has become millions in a few months. 15. Millions are listening there. It's not like that. You are all connected. Let me give you a small example before we start the program. For example, when Mr. Hashemi died, I didn't want to open up the topic, but now that it has happened, this collapse of Plasco, I have to explain. Pay attention, my beautiful one. What does the house is ruined from its foundation mean? It means that when I, Hosseini, and you, the dear listener, don't understand anything about politics, the programs of Shabkizan and Hosseini, which are helping the political poverty of our society that has gripped us for over 900 years, then we concede a goal with every move. Mr. Hosseini, will this happen? Yes, my dear, we will concede a goal, and we will keep conceding goals. When you agree with any party in Iran, it means you agree with the regime? I explained it very simply. The regime tried very hard to create million-strong demonstrations to profit from the death of Hashemi Rafsanjani. It wanted to make it millions, but it didn't happen. Many smart people calculated that these were perhaps the internal effects of Restart that people had this view. Yes, 15 to 16 million is not a small number to listen to a program. Very simply, the regime wanted to ride the wave of Hashemi Rafsanjani, but it couldn't. I mean, 3 million came out, 3 to 5 million, 5 million of them were mostly theirs from the government and the entire system. They wanted to check, and they know how much. They couldn't gather more than 3 million. This is just a person of Hashemi's level. What is the reason for my statement? What is the reason for my statement? His first words, more important than his words, the rest was marginal. The fact that you go to demonstrations, he might not read this there, these things were said, it was all a game. They wanted you to go to the streets, 15 million, 14 million, to put this on Trump's table, to put this on France's table, to say, look, our people still want us. And this didn't happen. They suffered a great loss. Now they have to kill people in a 40-person volleyball hall to get this back. The reason is that the first Friday is important. See, they started with Hashemi from the beginning. They said, yes, Hashemi is this and that. Akbar, Hashemi is a devil. I don't know, the prayer for the dead was not read. Hashemi is this and that. They created this war. And if the Islamic Republic of Iran was afraid of Hashemi and the demonstrations, the simplest thing they should have done was to declare 2 days of holiday. It would have been over. If they had declared 2 days of holiday, people would have all gone on trips from Tehran. but they declared one day of holiday, and that was in the middle of the week, meaning don't go out, come back for the demonstrations, and you didn't go. This is a very important point. They wanted to profit from Hashemi's death. The main message was in this one-day holiday. So the rest is a game, like this Plasco building. Completely, but the sentences are difficult. The meaning is x squared equals 0, so x equals negative 2. A number was chosen. Now, if I ask, what should x squared be? Then billions and billions of x will be created. I mean, you make x squared equals 1, x changes. I mean, whatever number you put for x, the subject changes. This is what politics is. Now, I'm trying to connect this to what? To explain restart. Why should we understand the perfect human? Why should we listen to restart at all? What benefit does restart have for us in this world? So what difference does it make if it becomes a million, 15 million? Why should we understand this? There is a message in it. If you curse the left wing, it means you are with the system. If you curse any wing in the country, it means you are part of the system. Mr. Hosseini, what if we remain silent? Don't curse. Are we still part of the system? Yes. Why? Because you have remained silent, you become a tool for the system. Now someone comes and says death to, for example, the Islamic Republic, death to Hosseini. These are from the system. Why? Because it's in the second layer. Government systems come and arrange things, they say. First, push the people into parties. Whichever party the people go to, they are ours, whether they agree or disagree. Then what do? They say, now what if a group didn't understand, a group understood and didn't want to be with the parties? They say, what should we do? Curse the system, but also mix the story with Hosseini, who might change the regime. I mean, as long as there is a cleric in Iran and he is talking, ruling, people go to Imam Hussein, they go there, to this mosque, to that mosque. Well, these people go there, they are fooled. Now there is another group of people who are not fooled. Now they produce four clerics to curse the system. Why? Because the important thing is that as long as you are at his pulpit, you have lost the game. You don't understand this. I mean, he comes and says, Iran Khodro is this and that. Why are you stealing the people's money, you son of a bitch officials? But it's foolishness. The very fact that you are sitting at his pulpit means foolishness. The same story, it belongs to the system. We went to listen to him curse. I can't understand. The house is ruined from its foundation. We don't understand the subject. There are also other situations. Now these clerics, you understood that restart is being broadcast. People say, so any pulpit we go to, if there is a cleric on it, because Hosseini announced in the previous program that the seven liners have two necessary conditions for a person to be on it. So this is forbidden. I go here, I sit there. My father will be tormented in the afterlife. He won't go anymore. After this, the system has thought again. It has created a cleric in plain clothes called mysticism. He goes into mysticism in me, no mysticism. He tells Sadi's stories, Rumi's stories. Again, foolishness. You sit at this pulpit. The system, governments won't let you jump. Because if you jump and come into the middle of restart, you get confused, you listen, everything falls apart. I want to say how different politics and the Sufi perspective and these words of Sadi are. So we go back to restart again. Whatever religion you are a fan of, you are from hell. See, when restart started broadcasting, you just realized, oh my God, so the world is divided. I mean the government systems, I mean the world came and said, sir, whoever believes in any religion is ours. Why? Because you won't understand the main point of restart. I mean, the way of salvation. Excuse the war of the 72 nations, for they did not see the truth and went astray. And Hafez is exactly this. I mean, 72 paths have been laid out so that you don't understand restart. So in whichever of these 72 paths you are with the governments, with the oppressor, you are definitely not divine, you are definitely not with God. Sadi is a Sunni, we lost the game. Sadi is a Shia, we still lost. Khayyam is an atheist, we still lost. Because atheism also belongs to the government. The only way of salvation is this restart. What does that mean? It means that these were prayer beads from 100,000 years ago until now. And hold firmly to the rope of Allah. Wa'tasimu bihablillah means this. And now there is a perfect human. So religions and whatever religion you go to, you won't realize that there is a being now. So whoever understood anything other than this word in religion is entirely from hell. I'm giving an example. I'm defining and explaining hell. Politics is the same. Don't think it's like this. The other one that now, for example, this collapse of Plasco, no, my dear, they made billions in profit, which we will explain many things on Saturday, because we want to explain the methods. I requested that you listen to these Shabkizan, these restart programs. I requested it. Then I played a trick. Go to your cousin's house. Distribute chocolates. This one is addicted. He won't let go. He doesn't want the restart programs. Let's not be separated. I will distribute them by force. The truth will be honored so that we can reach 30. We will give. Why should we know the perfect human? See the current world. The world of time. See, I'm writing on a piece of paper now. The regime will change. But this regime will change is when restart is being broadcast and starts. Until the regime change, a time is added to it. It's true that at that moment I wrote, the regime will change. And it's in 2 seconds, but in the execution time, this time is added. What does that mean? It means that a gap is created until the thing that is supposed to happen. This is called time. The planet Earth, the life that you and I are living, this time is in it. What does that mean? It means a being called time. The regime will change. With what? Do you want to go by car? Do you want to go on foot? You choose this path. The choice is yours. No. We will all listen to restart. We will stand behind this program. Whatever Hosseini said is final. The parties will be finished. Yes, it will definitely happen. No way, let's watch the competition, watch foreign and domestic series, watch the televisions, let's laugh at this one, that one. Now I have chosen a poem, because now I want to hit those 72 for 5 to 6 more programs and explain the continuations again. We have chosen a poem from this Mr. Saadi, which is 7-lined from top to bottom, but full of content. I mean, in the Golestan, it's full of content, it's all content in it. Let me explain this first. We have to go to Saadi, so now you are in a time. Your DNA has already entered your thought structure, like now you are a lady who has listened to the restart programs. If you had a child before the restart programs were broadcast, it would be very different from when you have a child after listening to the restart programs, because you will transfer this new understanding of the restart programs to the children. This is the corrected DNA. I mean, slowly people will understand the subject. I mean, slowly children will move more understandingly, smarter, and more specifically. Now, what about parents who send their children to pray with beatings? And what about if the family becomes a dictatorship with beatings? When the family becomes a dictatorship, the child remains under the slavery of the parents. He learns to grow up oppressed. He grows up oppressed, he listens to the oppressor, he bows down to the oppressor. The transfer of this child to his own child will be worse. Why should we understand the perfect human? Because now you are living in a world where this planet Earth and this universe have time. When you die, time is removed. It is difficult to find the perfect human in a place where there is no next time. That's why I tell you that the definition of heaven and hell in Sufism and philosophy, that you die and go to hell, is a comedy. No, it's not like that. In this very world that you are in, when you came out of your mother's womb, you entered a new world. Did you understand exactly what happened? Now that you have entered a new world, in this world, a production, a space, I mean, time was produced from your mother's womb. It was produced for the mother, you don't understand, you don't remember. But the production of time happened for her, like the nose. Now I have been given a nose. The nose causes me to breathe air. Well, do I have a nose when I die? Number, do I breathe air number? So the nose has been given now for me to breathe air. There are reasons for the next world. Living in this world is obligatory. I want to tell you this. I mean, you have to enter this world to move to the next world and the next level, and then pass this level. In this level, there's only one rule. Where did you come from? What was the purpose of your coming? To find the perfect human. When you die, you go to that world. I mean, you die. That world is not this world that you are in. You come out of your new mother's womb. You can't breathe outside anymore. There is another being in you. That's why it's hard to find air there. There you have to spend billions of $8 to understand air. What does that mean? It means that you listen to Restart before you died. Knowledge has been added to your soul. Energies, food, and sustenance have been caused. You ate. You listened to my words. It turned into thought. When you die, this thought is with you. Now, suppose you didn't listen to Restart. You die. Now you go there. This thought is not with you. To produce this thought, you have to work for billions of years in that world. You can find the perfect human in that world again, but in the middle of several billion without having the necessary means to understand it. The simplest world to understand the perfect human is now. If you don't understand now, you will have to endure many hardships later to understand. I explained it very simply. That's why they used to say, go to China to understand. That's why that Biruni said at the moment of his death, can you give me that book to read? 2 pages are left. Because he knew this. He knew that you can't read a book there because you don't have eyes to read a book. There is another form there. You can't do this there anymore. You can't do that. There is a point in it. So, in this world, your solution is to find the perfect human, to understand Restart. It is the only way of salvation and reaching God. Then with this knowledge, you enter another world to start the next level. If you don't understand this, you have to understand it there. It's very difficult. If you don't understand that you shouldn't drink alcoholic drink with yogurt, don't put raisins in it, and for your information, if you put spinach with lamb, the child will be born disabled. In this world, if you don't take care in your mother's womb, your child will be born disabled. Here, that one no longer has eyes to see the world now, and then acquire this knowledge with difficulty. Now science has to come and work hard for us to understand that there is a sun. These are simple examples. Sadi Golestan, the first chapter on the conduct of kings. He has said a few simple verses and written a few simple things in prose so that you and I can understand. He says, I was in seclusion at the shrine of John the Baptist in the great mosque of Damascus. One of the Arab kings, who was known for his injustice, happened to come for a pilgrimage and prayed and made a supplication and asked for his needs. The definition is clear here. Sa'adi says, I, who was a person of Sufism and mysticism, was sitting. I was in seclusion. I was sitting in a corner to attend to myself. Suddenly, one of the Arab kings, who was also unjust, came for a pilgrimage. It is clear that all unjust kings must go to Imam Reza. They must go to Imam Hussein. They must deceive the people. He came with this intention, but there are 2 intentions hidden in it. And he also prayed. Pay close attention that he also prayed. The oppressor came, Sadi was sitting, he was also praying, he also had a need. Here he opens another code. He says, see, this person came there, I didn't have a need. I was in seclusion with another intention and had another need. This king who came to this court, this is an example, the court of Sufism, he also had a need. The dervish and the rich are slaves of the dust of this door, and those who are richer are more needy. Here he also explains that this unjust politician is more needy than the rest. Those who are richer are more needy. Then he said to me, from the aspiration of the dervishes and the sincerity of their dealings, accompany us with your thoughts, for I am apprehensive of a formidable enemy. He said, I know that you are from the aspiration of the dervishes and Sufism and mysticism, and I know that you are a very great person. Please do me a favor and pray for me, for I am afraid of a very dangerous enemy in my country. I said to him, have mercy on the weak subjects, so that you will not see trouble from a strong enemy. With this simplicity, he has explained a political space in Sufism. With powerful arms and the strength of the wrist, it is a mistake to break the wrist of the weak and helpless. Broke here means to break. He has removed the N. Does not he who does not forgive the fallen fear that if he falls, no one will take his hand? He says, when you did not take someone's hand, you did not serve the people. You came and killed the people. You tormented the people. You created prisoners. You did this. Why do you expect someone to take your hand? Now that you are going up in the air, why are you flattering the people of Sufism so that the regime does not change? Why are you saying it now? That you have taken the hand of the helpless so that now the people of Sufism will take your hand and save you. Whoever sowed the seed of evil and expected good cooked a useless brain and made a false imagination. He says, you sow the seed of evil? Now you expect a good deed? Is this foolish brain useless and a false imagination? I mean, you are completely up in the air. I mean, a person has to be very crazy to think like that. Who did you kill that you were killed so miserably, so that he who killed you may kill him again? Why do you think that he should not kill you now? Take the cotton out of your ears and give justice to the people. And if you do not give justice, there is a day of judgment. Dadna Dehi means you do not establish justice. Ruzi Dadi Hast means there will be a day of judgment. From now on, do not rely on time, for it will suddenly take your life away. Do not rely on an innumerable army, for you may not find help under victory. Don't think that you are very strong, very... You will be thrown to the ground. Human beings are members of one body, for in creation they are of one essence. When a member is afflicted with pain, the other members have no rest. You who are indifferent to the suffering of others, it is not worthy. This is a very important word, that you be called a human being. Sa'di has beautifully explained that world. He explained politics. He explained everything. He explained religion. He said that world. Dear listener, now a person in prison, for example, in our country, which, thank God, has not been a dictatorship for 100,000 years, we are all at peace and harmony. I'm giving an example. For example, Evin prison also doesn't exist, but I'm giving an example. If in Evin prison a child, a boy, an Iranian is being tortured there now, it is not worthy that you be called a human being. This means there is an important point in it. What happens to you? He says, Mr. Hosseini, I was sitting at home, I know, but I couldn't do anything. He was killed. Sa'di says, when you die, you will enter a strange group, because it is not worthy that you be called a human being. This is no longer a human being. Your name is Hyena. He says to Hosseini, he says, what does that mean? He says, when you die, you enter a group, a dictator, without you wanting it. Don't think that someone creates it in that world. You yourself have chosen which group to be in. You were silent here. Someone was raped and killed in Evin prison. You go to that world. A dictator is put over you. He does the same thing to your child. I mean, suddenly you see 900 million human beings, the planet Earth, in that world are under a dictator. Then from morning to night, for 8 hours, for example, they say to Mr. Janati, yes, you have to give a speech, you have to sit and listen and then cry. They beat you, you have to cry. You have to understand the content because you can't understand what its content is. Then they put that dictator over you so that you can understand the suffering of this mother here. And until you understand this, you will not go to the next level. You didn't understand this from Sa'di's poem. Human beings are members of one body, for in creation they are of one essence. When a member is afflicted with pain, the other members have no rest. So we conclude from this verse that you are not a member. So here Hosseini says, we conclude. He says, when a member is afflicted with pain, meaning if I stick a nail in anyone's foot, he will scream. The other members have no rest. If I stick a skewer in your eye, all the members of the body will be upset. They will feel pain. Which one are you? Are you a member of this body that feels pain? If you are silent and you don't feel pain, this skewer must be repeated in the future. It's that simple. And it also affects your child. It's true that you got divorced, then you took your husband's money and ran away, and then you ran off with another man. But a child is being produced from you that will torment you. That child is fatherless. You have branded him with this fatherlessness. It's true that he is still in your womb. He doesn't know. When he is born, you will understand that his mother left her husband for lust, or her husband was silent and left because of oppression and tyranny. This child of yours is produced in that world. The only difference is that you are now that same child in the womb of the next mother. You don't know. You are born in that world, you get pregnant, your child is born, a child is born from your thoughts and ideas, and they take this child in that world, they take him to the same torture chamber so that you too will suffer this and feel this pain. Why? If you don't feel this pain, you can't understand. So, when a member is afflicted with pain, the other members have no rest. Are you a member in your own society? For example, a member who is in pain, you're in pain. Are you in this formula? If a member is in pain and Hosseini is not in pain, he is no longer in this formula. He goes to the next formula. You, who are indifferent to the suffering of others that they call you a human being. I mean, in the other world, Hosseini comes out like a wolf. He comes out like a hyena. He comes out like a being who has a dictator over him. I mean, a country is produced. Here you are enduring hardship for 50 years and eating your sustenance. We are tormenting ourselves. There you have to work for millions of years, swipe your credit card to go to a Sufism class, listen to Restart for an hour. Here it wasn't important to you what? You drank 50 glasses of alcohol, you were pregnant, or for example, you wanted to have a child. But when the child had a problem, got diabetes, you understand that this DNA is damaged. After that, there will be no hell in the next world. What the beautiful Pope said is right. Thank God the popes are slowly moving towards Sufism. From that world, Hosseini's name is no longer human. Well, let's make a conclusion here so we know what we want to say. So, number one, whatever religion you belong to, you are not in Restart. So whatever religion you have inclined to, you are no longer in Restart. So whatever religion you have inclined to, you definitely have no connection with God. So whatever religion you have inclined to, you will never understand God. Why? Because you don't know that there is a being now who is the only one who has a connection with God. So in whatever party you are with the system, I am silent, you are also with us, a member of the system. A member of the system who is silent. Why? Because a member is afflicted with pain, you don't move. There are billions of dollars in it, so you are with the system. I am outside the country for Hashemi, with the system. I am outside the country for death to Hashemi, with the system. Why? Because you say death to Hashemi. What does that mean? Death to Hashemi and not others. You are now saying that Plasko collapsed. Damn, for example, I say Galibaf. This means that you don't have a problem with the other parties. Because whoever you curse, you are still in the system. Either you have to curse everyone or you can't. So if you curse everyone and you put a good person who is outside the country, Hosseini, in it, you are with the system. If you don't curse anyone, you are with the system. If you curse in any party, you are with the system. If you don't curse this party, you praise it, you are with the system. There is only one situation where you are not with the system. There is one situation where you are connected to God. There is one situation, and that is Restart. And you have to discover it. If you don't discover it, this one goes, that one comes, this one goes, that one comes. Only the saddle is changing. And I, Hosseini, help. I only see this saddle. My only request is not from the officials to press the saddle a little gentler. To me, this is the peak of it. Sir, the pressure, I don't give it anymore. Our patients don't do it anymore. This saddle you have put is tight itself. Sir, the peak is that we have to beg. So the house is ruined from its foundation. Rather, it's a comedy. I should also say this so we know exactly. Suppose you don't understand the first piece. I mean, Hosseini doesn't understand that, sir. So in every era, there is a perfect human, a guide, Hadi, a Mahdi, a prophet who has a connection with God. Whatever question you have, you should go to him, not to the governments. If you don't understand this principle, then in whatever religion and whatever government and with whatever thought you are, nothing, you're not in this. Exactly like the one who, tomorrow morning, I marry a donkey. The day after tomorrow in court, hello, Your Honor, sir, this one kicks at night. The judge says, well, you have to give it other things so that it doesn't kick. Your Honor, I was sleeping, it keeps braying, screaming, the neighbors. What should I do with it, Your Honor? What should I do? The other night my mother came, it kicked my mother in the stomach, it tore. We didn't understand the main point that we shouldn't marry a donkey at all. We should marry girls. We didn't understand this. We married a donkey, we are always in court. Sir, I beg you, it has cursed my sister and mother, it has kicked me. It says, I want hay. See how many problems there are. There are billions of problems. Why? Because we didn't understand that the house is ruined from its foundation. Marrying a donkey is not good in an apartment. My dear, that you take a donkey to an apartment every night, then I beg you, I put it to sleep in bed. It too, we married a donkey. Everything in marginals. We have to go to a psychologist. We have to go investigate. Then at the end, to the judge, to the people of Sufism, he says, excuse me, what did you marry that it kicks so much filth, wants hay, wants nothing, with a donkey? Well, then he says, the house is ruined from its foundation. Hosseini, I beg you, can't we give it something to tie its four legs? It wants to kiss us. Will it say something? Your Honor, can't we do something to make it interested in gourmet sabzi? The whole subject is marginal. I mean, you went and sat at a cleric's pulpit, listened to his words, he left. It hasn't become institutionalized. Now you keep calling, oh, Hosseini is kicking. You have chosen the wrong path. The house is ruined from its foundation. I mean, you entered a religious thought. Now at the end you hope that you have to behead. It has nothing else. And you are exactly telling the people of Sufism, sir, I married a cult. Now I recite the Jaushan Kabir prayer. It doesn't understand. It doesn't understand. It understands nothing. It's heard. They say, the house is ruined from its foundation. The master is busy with the design of the porch. Unfortunately, we are the same in politics. Unfortunately, we are the same in religion. And the reason is that we have not paid attention to the words of the people of Sufism and mysticism. So there is only one path that shows you are against a government. There is only one real path in this war of the 72 nations that is right, and that is restart. And it is a religion that, I mean, it is not a religion. It's true, it's anti-religion, but it's not anti-religion. It's against your religious thinking, and it is clear, evident and known. So why should we understand the perfect human in this world? Because understanding the perfect human with the body that has been given to us now, and in the duration of time, I mean the production of time, it becomes easier to understand this than to die. Time is removed, then understanding the perfect human is harder. So why did we come to this world? So that we don't go and marry a cult and then keep going to court to complain. Why did we come to this world? To eat the energy of food and vegetables, these things, to think, to eat wisdom, logic, because that world needs this wisdom. And if you go and sit foolishly at the competitions of I don't know what on the networks and films and series, you watch these things, this wisdom has not been added to you. In that world, you have to work in a restaurant for 50,000 years, get $10, then go to a Sufism class where it is written Sufism at the top. You have to understand something. So the world, its presence is obligatory. The choice is yours whether you want to go to Mashhad on foot. There will be a massacre by plane or by car or by train. Join the restart high-speed train before it's too late, because it is the only way of salvation for me and you Iranians, and the only correct path is this mysticism and Sufism. We entrust you to that beautiful one who helped such programs to come after 700 years, until Hosseini was even awakened. This same word is also from the perspective of Saadi, Rumi, Hafez and these people. Listen to the Saturday program as well. It's very important. Farewell.